Hi, I'm Jim Hale, pastor of the Saratoga Chapel. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York. It was the summer of 1972 in Munich, Germany, when Lasse Wehrin, a Finnish runner, was tripped and fell halfway through the final of the 10,000-meter track race. Getting back to his feet, he looked and saw the pack had gone far ahead, but instead of quitting, he went after them. He caught them. And in the final lap, he passed everybody and won the race. He exhibited a tremendous kind of determination. The question I've got is this: would you like to have that kind of resilience in your own life? It was Paul's experience of Jesus that enabled him to have that kind of resilience and the spirit of faith. He describes his experience with Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. This is what he says: "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." He's referring back to his own experience in Acts 9. The brightness, the power, the voice, the very person of Christ is what he experienced on the road to Damascus. Now, I want to ask you a question. What has been your experience of Jesus? And someone might say, well, it was explained to me that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I looked at my life and I said, yep, I agree with that. That's true. I am a sinner. I've sinned. And then someone said to me, okay, the wages of sin is death. And I said, I believe that too. God is perfect, and he has to judge sin. And I believe that there's punishment for sin. Wages of sin is death. And then they said, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. And I said, I understand that too. And I believe that God sent Jesus Christ and he died on the cross in order to take punishment for my sin. And because I believe that, I know that I will have eternal life. That's a transactional experience. You believe and then you receive the gift that God gives. I believe that Christ died on the cross. God sent him as punishment for sin, so that he could give eternal life. But there was something more in Paul's experience with Christ. In his encounter with Jesus, God shined into his life the glory of God in the face of Christ. And what that comes from is Genesis chapter 1. The God who created the world creates life and light. And when Paul experienced Christ on the road to Damascus, God was bringing the light of his very presence and person inside of Paul so that Paul became a new person, a new creation in Christ. And not only that, in his experience, seeing the glory of God in the face of Christ, he also had Christ come in to him. And he says in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who comes and lives in me. This is where resilience comes from. The transaction of faith is inseparably linked to God bringing Christ into a person's heart. And when Paul talks in 2 Corinthians 4 about resilience, resilience comes from the experience of Christ on the road to Damascus, the glory of God in the face of Christ, the person of Christ in your heart. That's where the resilience comes from. The transaction is inseparably linked with the experience of Christ.